very warm welcome along to The Assist, sponsored by Free Super Tips. I'm Tom McGarry, filling in for Warren Ashurst in the presenting hot seat. And alongside me this week are Liam Flynn and Dan Childs for what is a Champions League special. We've reached the quarterfinal stage of Europe's Premier Club competition. All four first legs from the quarterfinals taking place across Tuesday and Wednesday this week. Before we get our teeth into those matches, though, let's first take a look at the outright markets and see what the bookmakers are thinking in terms of who will go on to lift the trophy in Munich at the end of May. Barcelona are currently considered the favourites. They're leading the way in La Liga, and they're available at around 3-1 to be crowned champions of Europe for, believe it or not, the first time in a decade. PSG are next in the betting. They've never won the Champions League, but they're available at 10-3. Then come the defending champions, Real Madrid, who, of course, know all about winning this competition. They're around 7-2 to defend their title. Bayern Munich are 5-1 to lift the trophy, which will be in their own backyard at the Allianz Arena this season. Then we've got Arsenal at 7-1. Inter Milan, not been crowned champions of Europe since 2010. They're available at 10-1. Then the two outsiders in the betting, Aston Villa, trying to gather the spirit of 1982. They're available at 28-1 to go all the way, with last season's beaten finalists Borussia Dortmund struggling in the Bundesliga somewhat, and they are available at 40-1. Dan, we'll start with you. Taking those odds into account, is there a standout team for you, a firm favourite to go on and lift the trophy, or do you think there's some value perhaps further down the market?
I think it's pretty open between some of the main protagonists there. Paris Saint-Germain have, you know, looked very good, didn't they, in their semi-final against Liverpool. Certainly went up in my estimations over those two legs. You know, you couldn't rule out Arsenal or Real Madrid as well. You know, would be the potential, you know, whoever comes through the PSG and Villa match. I mean, to be honest, the only team out the eight, probably going to pay for this, I would rule out would be Dortmund. I think any of the others you could make a case for, even Aston Villa, because Emery is just such a tactical, you know, magician in these big games. And, you know, I wouldn't completely rule them out as well. But no, if I was to pick one, maybe I'll go for Inter, just because they've probably got the best defence. And sometimes when you get to these big games, you know, in the Champions League, it's often the best defence that is the key. So Inter would be my tentative selection.
Yeah, just two goals conceded, isn't it, for Inter in the competition so far this season. So they certainly know how to grind out results. So Liam, what are you thinking? You want a similar vibe? Do you think it's a pretty open contest, maybe slightly disregarding Borussia Dortmund?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd agree with what Dan said. I mean, I actually said on the show before the last 16 that I like the look of Paris Saint-Germain. And then, of course, their price has since plummeted after those performances against Liverpool, understandably. I still think they could go the distance. Obviously, there's a much less value in them now at around 10-3. I do think Luis Enrique has done such a remarkable job there of making them a more kind of cohesive unit rather than a team of individuals. Obviously, he came in and, you know, had Kylian Mbappe there still. And I think it was after Mbappe had scored a hat-trick or something, he was kind of lamenting him about his defensive work rate. So he's not afraid to kind of, you know, lay down a marker. And that's obviously paid dividends so far this season. They obviously just won the Ligue 1 title as well, so not going to worry about that. I do always find it interesting how Ligue 1 like to kind of wrap their teams up in cotton wool a bit by moving matches around. So it seems they'll be playing their quarterfinal legs back to back with no league game in between, despite having won the league. But there you go. So that's something to factor in. Like Dan, I like the look of Inter. I think at 10-1, I think they're a decent price. Obviously involved in the Scudetto race in Italy, which is quite intense, but facing an injury hit by Munich in the quarterfinals. Also then got a better defence than both Barcelona and Borussia Dortmund in the last four. So I think, you know, they had a fairly easy run of it in the league phase, but as Dan said, their defence is so strong. I think they'll thrive in these kind of, yeah, these knockout matches later on.
Yeah, so maybe Inter Milan are the team to watch then, heading into these quarterfinals, with a slight liking for Paris Saint-Germain also. That takes us on nicely then to the preview of the quarterfinal first legs, the four matches taking place across Tuesday and Wednesday, two games on each day. They're all kicking off at 8 p.m. as well. We're finally out of the unglamorous 5:45 slot in the Champions League for another season. So these all getting top billing. We'll start our preview and look ahead with the big game at the Emirates Stadium on Tuesday. Arsenal against Real Madrid. Coming into the game, Arsenal are 11-8 to secure the victory. The draw is 9-4. Real around about 21-10 to take a lead back into the second leg in Madrid. Both sides had disappointing results at the weekend. Arsenal drawing away at Everton in the Premier League. There was that well-documented controversial penalty that went against the Gunners in that game. That was on Saturday, and on the same day, Real Madrid were surprisingly beaten on home soil by Valencia, denting their hopes in La Liga's title race. With that in mind, Liam, we'll come to you first. Do you think those results potentially could have a bearing on this game, with both sides having one or two injury concerns to contend with as well?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily read too much into the weekend results. I think from Arsenal's perspective, the league is obviously, you know, done and dusted now in terms of Liverpool winning it. And I think that the focus is obviously on the Champions League. So I wouldn't be too concerned by that. I think obviously with Real Madrid as well, you know, these kind of matches they typically tend to thrive in. I think from a betting perspective, Real Madrid draw no bet for me is a really good price at around 6-5. I mean, all the talk around Arsenal this year has been about the lack of options up top and Mikel Merino's role in the team. But I actually think obviously the absence now of Gabriel is going to hit them a lot harder at the back. He's just such a top defender. Only Saliba has made more clearances than him in the Premier League this season. And he's very vocal at the back. He's a very integral part of the Arsenal team. And for, you know, all the pros of Jakub Kivior, I just don't think he's up to that level. And I think I'm a little bit concerned about him coming in and obviously facing up against the likes of Mbappe, Bellingham, Vinicius, Rodrigo, even at the Emirates. Arsenal's season undoubtedly rests on this Champions League quarterfinal tie, but Real Madrid, they just have a knack of excelling at this stage of the season. I don't really know how they held on to beat Atletico Madrid on penalties in the last 16, but they did. Their game management is always so good, especially under Carlo Ancelotti. Obviously, Saka being back in the team is a big plus for Arsenal, but they have won just 3 of their last 8 games in all competitions. I'm just not entirely confident about getting behind them in this one. So I think Real Madrid draw no bet is the way to go.
Yeah, Dan, it's Real Madrid in the Champions League. So it feels like no matter what the other team does, no matter what form they're potentially in, it always ends up with Real getting the job done. And you know, Liam mentioned Arsenal's injury concerns at the back. Gabriel will be a huge miss. And when you factor in Mbappe, Vinicius, Jude Bellingham, Rodrigo, this attacking quality that Real have, do you see them overpowering Arsenal in this first leg?
Possibly. I would say I was more sort of confident about Real Madrid as a bet before the weekend. I mean, to lose that game, you know, I mean, they are in the La Liga title race. So to lose 2-1 at home to Valencia at the weekend, I think it was an injury time goal. And by all accounts, didn't sound like they played very well. Played a 19-year-old goalkeeper. There's doubts over some big positions. I mean, your goalkeeper, you've got Lunin's apparently carrying, I think, a calf strain. Courtois is touch and go, you know, to make this this match. I mean, they're probably going to play. I'm sure they'll play one of them, but how fit are they going to be? Tchouameni, I think, suspended. You know, quite an important player for them. Doubts over the left-back Mendy as well. And Vinicius Junior, who's a big player for them, he's been booed by his own fans the last 2 home games. So there's just a few little issues with Real Madrid where I would give a bit of hope to Arsenal. And Saka, as Liam's rightly mentioned, such a massive player. When he played the game against Fulham, there was just a complete transformation to the way Arsenal were offensively. It completely changes Odegaard's game as well, having that, you know, extra high-quality player in the attack. So, yeah, I mean, pushed to a tip. I would have been, before the weekend, I would have been edging towards Real Madrid, draw no bet for this fixture. I'm now going to switch. I'm going to go with Kylian Mbappe to score any time. He's not the one Real Madrid player, but certainly a Real Madrid player that's extremely reliable. 33 goals in all competitions, having a very good first season with Real. Big match player, as we all know. Liam's mentioned the issues with that Arsenal defence. Mbappe to score any time. 21-10 sounds big enough to me.
Yeah, sounds decent value. He's been superb form, as you say, Dan, particularly since the turn of the year. And, you know, maybe Mbappe running against Jakub Kivior, that could be a little bit scary if you're of an Arsenal persuasion. So, yeah, maybe Mbappe to score, maybe Real Madrid just about to nick it on the night. That's the first of the 8 o'clock kickoffs on Tuesday. The second is a really glamorous old-fashioned style Champions League tie. Bayern Munich against Inter Milan. It's a repeat of the 2010 final that Inter won. But Bayern are the favourites going into this game on home soil. They're 19-20 to win the match. The draw is 13-5. Inter available at around 27-10. Dan, we'll come to you first on this one. And I suppose you're talking up tentatively, shall we say, Inter Milan to maybe go all the way in this competition. Do you fancy them in this first leg as well?
Yeah, I fancy them over the course of the tie. I think the first leg, I think every chance they'll avoid defeat, if that's the way you want to go, maybe Inter or draw, double chance. My preferred selection would be Inter to qualify, odds against. And I'll be reasonably confident with that. I just think that Bayern Munich, I think the level in Germany generally, I think they kind of have a bit of an easier ride sometimes. And then when they have to go and then play in the Champions League, I mean, they've had a few, you know, dodgy results earlier in the competition. I'm thinking back to the, you know, where they lost, away to Aston Villa, made real hard work getting past Celtic, didn't they, in the knockout rounds as well. I think Musiala got an injury, didn't he, in the Friday night games. That's a massive blow to them. Offensively, puts I think Kane had an ice pack I think around his ankle as well. I mean, it sounds like he's put it out there that he's confident that he's fit and he can play, but I think there's a lot of reliance now. I mean, Muller might come in. He's obviously, you know, had a fantastic career, but you know, certainly on the way down. I think there's a lot of reliance on Kane and Elise to do the damage, and Inter, they're just such a hard team to play against, always carry a threat, always so defensively solid. I mean, you mentioned yourself, Tom, two goals conceded across the whole competition is absolutely incredible, really, at that level, you know, across, what, 10 matches? I would go for Inter to qualify. Odds against looks a bet to me.
Yeah, when Inter won the Champions League back in 2010 under Jose Mourinho, it was about being defensively solid and grinding results out. Maybe there's a similar feel to them this year under Simone Inzaghi. They did throw away a two-goal lead to draw 2-2 with Parma at the weekend in Serie A. That was on Saturday. As Dan mentioned, Liam, Bayern were in action on Friday, perhaps losing one or two key players to injury, though. Do you think those results over the weekend can have any bearing on Tuesday's match?
Yeah, very possibly. I mean, I would echo exactly what Dan said. I think that, well, for me, coming into this tie, I was thinking it was going to be quite evenly poised. But with Bayern Munich's absentees, I think it definitely tilts the game in favour of Inter, especially with Jamal Musiala unavailable. I mean, he is that kind of creative driving force from their midfield. So having him unavailable is going to make it even harder to pry open a really tough Inter defence. It's a little hard to gauge how Inter will handle this game, given that you look at the games they've had in the Champions League this season. They've not been overly tested by, in terms of the teams they've come up against. But looking kind of domestically since the start of the year, they've drawn matches away to Milan and Napoli, beaten Lazio in the Coppa Italia quarterfinals, and of course also won away to Atalanta. Their squad is maybe a little bit aging, a little bit stretched. So in terms of how they manage the Scudetto and Champions League, there is a little bit of a question mark over that. But they're a very efficient side and tough to break down. Acerbi is one of the best defenders in Italy, along with Bastoni at the back. You know, they're a really, really tough nut to crack. Bayern, you know, they haven't been without their faults this season. They lost to Bochum and drawn with Union Berlin since the start of March. Two teams that have really been unimpressive in the Bundesliga. So I would be going for Inter or draw double chance at 4-5. I think that's a good enough price for me.
Yeah, it could well be value there in Inter on the night or potentially over the course of the whole tie as well. That's the two matches then on Tuesday. Looking ahead to Wednesday's games, on paper, or at least with the bookies anyway, these two seem a little bit more cut and dry than perhaps Tuesday's are. We'll begin with Barcelona against Borussia Dortmund. Barca leading the way in La Liga, of course. They're 19-50 to win this match. The draw is 4-1. Dortmund outsiders at 13-2. Struggling in the Bundesliga, but they've had a couple of decent results over recent weeks. Of course, they were Champions League finalists last season, so they can't be fully discounted going into this game. But Liam, Barca justify being the heavy favourites?
Yeah, I think they should be favourites in this tie. I'm not quite convinced about them being the outright market leaders, given I'm not entirely convinced by them defensively. And I actually think I can see this game being a really entertaining tie. And for that reason, I like the look of over 3.5 goals, around 23-20. I think, like I say, Barca's defence just puts me off a bit. I just think of how they shipped their goals in that game, the 4 goals against Benfica in that freak game back in January. Obviously, having a couple of late goals to you know, go on to win that game. They then followed that with a 2-2 draw against Atalanta. Interestingly, in the competition's league phase, they scored 28 goals. So it was 6 more than the next most, which, yeah, coincidentally, was Borussia Dortmund with 22 goals. So the 2 highest scoring teams in the league phase. But then Barca also leaked 13 goals, which was as many as Girona and more than Bologna, 2 teams who didn't even make the top 24. So there's definitely concerns about them at the back. I think Kubasi is important when he's playing alongside Araujo there, but still not entirely convinced by them in that regard. Dortmund obviously know that they go into this tie as underdogs, but I think that will suit them. And they have started to pick up a bit under Niko Kovac, as you say, Tom. I mean, they won their last 2 Bundesliga fixtures against Mainz and Freiburg, 3-1 and 4-1, 2 teams who've been doing pretty well in the league this season. And they've scored at least twice in 5 of their last 8 matches. So I think Dortmund definitely carry an attacking threat, a counter-attacking threat as well. And I would not be surprised if this is a high-scoring match.
Yeah, it could potentially be very entertaining. Maybe not quite the 5-4 Barcelona had with Benfica back in the league phase, although I think we'd all take that, wouldn't we, as neutrals are watching on. But yeah, it could be open. And Dan Liam's alluded to Barca's attacking quality. Rafinha's the leading scorer in the Champions League this season on 11 goals. Robert Lewandowski is just a couple behind him. Barca are a really, really front-loaded side, and it's going to be difficult for Borussia Dortmund to contain them in Catalonia.
Yeah, I think Liam's point about Barcelona in the outright. I think when they're coming up against teams that are, you know, maybe stronger defensively, you know, they could have you know, issues. You know, if their attack gets negated, I'm not so sure that Dortmund can negate this attack. I think Barcelona's attack is potentially could sort of like blow them away and win the tie. You know, effectively in the first leg. I mean, there's been improvement under Kovac, but they've not had a clean sheet in the last 6 matches. Barcelona away is probably going to be, you know, harder than anything they've faced, had to defend against in those games. And I just think that firepower that Barcelona have got, they've already won 3-2, I think, away to Dortmund in the league phase. You know, this game's at home. Dortmund also lost, I think, 5-2 away to Real Madrid in the league phase. And you know, they're 8th in the Bundesliga. They're not having a fantastic season. Bit of improvement since Kovac has replaced Nuri Sahin, but I think they're going to struggle to, you know, contain that forward line that Barca have got. So I'm going to go for Barca with a comfortable home win here. Barca -1 on the handicap at even. So you'd need Barcelona to win by at least 2 goals.
Yeah, Barcelona do look the obvious choice in that one. It is the favourites to lift the trophy against the rank outsiders heading into this midweek's action. The other game on Wednesday is the second favourites playing host to the side that are just ahead of Dortmund in the betting. It's Paris Saint-Germain against Aston Villa. PSG accounted for Liverpool in the last round. They're 2-5 to win this game. The draw 15-4. Villa in good form. They're 13-2. To take a victory away from the French capital. Villa beat Nottingham Forest at the weekend. It's a really good purple patch that Unai Emery's side are currently in. But PSG, fresh from lifting the Ligue 1 title, or at least being confirmed as Ligue 1 champions at the weekend. And Dan, they were so impressive as well, PSG, against Liverpool in the round of 16. It's going to be difficult for Villa, but Villa should also come into the game with confidence.
Yeah, I was very impressed with PSG against Liverpool. One little bit of context I'll put in there. I'm not so sure Liverpool have been as good the last sort of month or so. So when you're kind of rating that performance, you kind of wonder how much of it was PSG looking really, really good and how much of it is that Liverpool have kind of dipped to their performance. We kind of saw that again, didn't we, at the weekend with the defeat against Fulham. So I would put that bit of context in. I do, you know, they're a good side. I just think that the prices for this game and this tie are very similar to the Barcelona Dortmund one. I think Villa have got more chance of pulling a shock off against PSG. I think having the second leg, Villa Park, you know, if they can keep the tie, you know, if they can stay in the tie in Paris. You know, the second league at Villa Park is going to be a big boost for them. Their squad looks as healthy as it has all season. They, you know, he's done a great job of, you know, kind of nursing players back to fitness, giving everyone the kind of minutes they need. Made 8 changes, didn't he, for the game against Forest, which was a big game for them in the Premier League. Still won the game, got everything he needed out of it in terms of minutes and resting players. And he's just such a good tactician, Unai Emery, in these massive games. You can, you know, you can see them carrying, you know, a lot of threat on the break. You know, Rashford's coming good now. He's a pace threat. Ollie Watkins, Morgan Rogers. You know, there's a threat there, even for this first leg away from home. And you can imagine them going there, soaking it up, a little bit like Liverpool kind of did, and then they're going to carry a threat on the break. So I just think at the prices. And PSG have not got so many players. A few years ago, they had like superstar players that could absolutely kill you, kind of killer players. Dembele's having an amazing season for him, his best season he's ever kind of had. But you're not looking at the likes of kind of, you know, Lionel Messi, Mbappe anymore. So for me, Villa to qualify looks a bit overpriced. I'm going to take a chance on that 3-1.
Yeah, Villa potentially to make it through to the semi-finals then, according to Dan. I mean, looking at the prices again for this first leg, Villa are 13-2, which is the same price as Dortmund in Barcelona. I think we'd probably give Liam Villa a bit more of a chance than the German side. Villa, it was really impressive, that victory against Nottingham Forest at the weekend, because as Dan alluded to, Unai Emery made so many changes.
Yeah, 100%. And I think Dan's spot on with, you know, the different, if you compare the two ties, Villa have got a much bigger chance of upsetting PSG than Dortmund do of upsetting Barcelona. I think the interesting aspect of this game is obviously Unai Emery returning to a former club, a club where he was maybe considered a little bit of a laughing stock at times. I don't think he didn't have a particularly good time of it at Paris Saint-Germain, but he's obviously, you know, set the record straight with how well he's been going at Aston Villa. this will be definitely a tougher tie for Paris Saint-Germain than the prices suggest. I mean, Aston Villa, they've looked a different team really since the transfer window. Asensio, Rashford and Marlon all making a difference. So I'm cautious of going anything in the result market for this one, because I've said what I like about Paris Saint-Germain. There's also a lot to like about Aston Villa at the moment. So I'd be going in the goal scorer market, and I just think Ousmane Dembele to score 11-10 is good enough for me. I mean, since playing more centrally and dropping into that sort of more of a false nine role, he's really flourished. He's, I think, got 32 goals in all competitions this season, 7 of them coming in the Champions League. And he was rested in the win over Angers at the weekend. So, yeah, should be sharp and raring to go in this game. So, not necessarily sure if it's going to be a high-scoring game or not, but I think Dembele could definitely get on the score sheet for PSG.
Yeah, do you think Dembele is the player benefiting most from there being no more the big names? And Messi's gone, Neymar's gone, of course, Mbappe was the last to go over the summer. Now, maybe Dembele is the big fish in the pond there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's spot on. And I mean, he's obviously got talented players around him. Kvaratskhelia has obviously fairly recently come into the side. Barcola up there as well. Désiré Doué is a really bright prospect for the future, but he is, you know, the standout player for them this season and the player who has benefited most from that kind of change into more of a cohesive unit than a team of individuals with the likes of Mbappe in there. So, you know, he's having a terrific season, and I definitely think he's a good price to score here.
Yeah, PSG and Dembele then in particular could impress on Wednesday night at the Parc des Princes. That rounds off our in-depth look at the four quarterfinal first legs then taking place this midweek. Next up, we'll take a look at our best bets.
Do you want football free bets? All the best offers from your favourite bookmakers can be found in one place. Check out racingpost.com/free-bets to find out more. Racing Post, stay ahead of the field.
Okay, then we'll begin with the assist treble, where myself, Liam and Dan will each pick out a selection from the midweek Champions League games. Liam, we'll begin with you. Which one are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm going in the Barcelona-Dortmund game, and slightly similar to what I kind of backed as a main tip. I'm going both teams to score and over 2.5 goals, shade of odds on. I just think this will be probably the most entertaining of these quarterfinals in terms of goals, at least. I think, you know, Barcelona have already brought us that sensational game against Benfica. They are a top-heavy side, so as much as they've got a lot going forwards, I'm just not convinced by them at the back. And I could see Dortmund potentially nicking a goal on the counter-attack. And interestingly, both teams scoring over 2.5 goals has been a winner in 7 of Barcelona's 10 Champions League games this season. So I think that's definitely one to consider.
Yeah, I think we're firmly establishing, aren't we, that if you're a neutral and you're not sure which Champions League game to watch, if there's only one you can watch, then maybe Barcelona against Borussia Dortmund might be the way to go on Wednesday. Dan, where are you looking for your part of the assist treble?
Yeah, I'm looking at the same game. Obviously not going to have the same selection, but I'm going to go with Robert Lewandowski to do the business, against one of his former clubs. Only a shade of odds on, 10 to 11 to score any time. A little bit like a fine wine. He seems to be, possibly getting better with age. Still an absolute class act. 9 Champions League goals, top of the La Liga scoring charts ahead of Mbappe at the moment. I mean, he just goes on and on and on, doesn't he? He's a deadly finisher. I think he'll get at least one in this first leg.
Yeah, he's a fantastic scorer. It gives hope to us all that he's still going as he approaches the latter part of it, of his 30s. But yes, fantastic goal scorer. As mentioned earlier on as well, he's towards the top of the goal scoring charts in the Champions League this season. I'm kind of looking at goals as well for my part of the treble. I've gone with the game at the Emirates between Arsenal and Real Madrid. We spoke earlier on about the defensive issues that both sides are facing. Arsenal, no Gabriel. That's such a big blow for them. And they've not been, even with him in the team over recent weeks, they've not been as defensively solid as perhaps they once were. And coming up against the Real Madrid attacking players that they have, the Mbappes, the Viniciuses, the Jude Bellinghams of this world, it's going to be very hard for them to contain that. But Arsenal are also capable of scoring at the other end, particularly with the doubts surrounding Real Madrid's in the goalkeeping department. Thibaut Courtois may miss out, Andre Lunin may miss out. So, yeah, I think this is a game which will feature at least 3 goals. So hopefully that means there's going to be a bit of entertainment around over the course of the week, and we're not bringing down the curse on those games coming up. But yeah, hopefully it'll be entertaining and filled with goals. I certainly think that will be the case in the Arsenal-Real Madrid game. That's my tipping done then for the week, but we've still got the naps to come from Liam and Dan. Dan, we'll come to you first, and if you can have one bet this week on the Champions League action, what would it be?
Inter to qualify from their tie against Bayern Munich. I just think often these really big ties between heavyweight clubs are decided by who can defend the best. I think Inter are most certainly better defensively than Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich, as Liam's mentioned, a lot of their attacking output has kind of been taken away by Musiala's injury. I mean, Alphonso Davies, another big attacking outlet for them as well. He's injured as well. We talked about the Inter only conceding 2 goals across the competition. I mean, included in that, they've got a clean sheet away to Manchester City. So, similar kind of level of attacking threat as Bayern Munich would have. So if they can defend well in that first leg, I think they'll get through the tie.
So, yeah, Inter to qualify is Dan's nap. How about yourself, Liam? Which game are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the the Arsenal-Real Madrid game, and Real Madrid to score over 1.5 goals, so to score 2 goals or more at 2-1. Pains me to say it as an Arsenal fan, but I do think Real Madrid will assert their authority at the Emirates, and I think they're a really nice price to score 2 or more goals. Kivior just not at the level of Gabriel in that Arsenal defence, and Real have scored at least twice in 6 of their last 7 Champions League games, done so against opponents like Atalanta, Man City and Atletico Madrid in that first leg. So, Real Madrid scored 2 goals or more is the way I'm going.
Okay, then. So just to recap those bets, first of all, with the treble, Dan is going with Robert Lewandowski as an anytime scorer for Barcelona against Borussia Dortmund. Liam is looking at the same game, both teams to score and over 2.5 goals in the match. I'm going for over 2.5 goals in the game involving Arsenal and Real Madrid. Whereas in the naps, Dan has gone with Inter to qualify from the tie against Bayern Munich, whilst Liam is going for Real Madrid to score over 1.5 goals against Arsenal at the Emirates. That then rounds off today's episode of The Assist. All that's left is to say goodbye from myself, Liam and Dan. Don't forget to like, subscribe and comment. And if you like golf, don't miss the sweet spot with Steve Palmer every Tuesday this week. He'll be looking ahead to the first major of the year, the Masters at Augusta, and I think it's safe to say we're all looking forward to that. We'll be back on Thursday to preview the Premier League and EFL weekend action. But until then, enjoy your European football, and please remember to gamble responsibly.